As Americans reflect on the events of these past historic days, they feel a sense of pride beneath the anguish. We have, in the past, checked in with editors from some of the smaller towns across America. Often, people reported local concerns superseding even the big things, like national elections. But now even the smallest towns feel united in the tragedy and attempts to overcome it. Our editors are Tom Lawrence of the Whitefish Pilot in Whitefish, Montana, Ross Connolly, who runs the Hardwick Gazette in Hardwick, Vermont, and we begin with J.D. Davidson, who's the managing editor at the Times Journal in Fort Payne, Alabama.
Well, here in Alabama, you know, we're a close-knit community, and sometimes we feel cut off from the rest of the country, but I don't think anybody really imagined how close all of our residents would become after this.
What did the residents do there?
Well, we've done several things. You know, the children in schools have collected money for the Red Cross. Also, we're the sock capital of the world here in Fort Payne. And the day after the attack, Kelly Owen, who is the wife of lead singer Randy Owen of the group Alabama, noticed that the rescue workers needed socks. So she quickly got together all of our sock mills, and within a matter of hours, a huge shipment of socks were on their way up. Just to give people a chance to help out in any way they could.
You know what, JD? I think I got a pair of those socks at the site. How about out west in Whitefish, Tom?
I think what I see primarily here is sadness, is mixed with shock. Is that people seem to be walking through their day-to-day affairs and activities with the bounce gone. When I ask people on Whitefish what they're seeing, they say everything like that. Slightly amazed this happened, saddened, stunned, and a little bit afraid.
You're the closest to the disaster in New York, Ross Connolly. Are people in Hardwick affected by this personally? Did they know anyone?
Yes, people knew people. There's some people here who actually work in New York who witnessed the attacks. It's certainly a topic of discussion. Just with our newspaper, we had a real boost in the letters to the editor this week. Normally runs 6 to 8 letters a week. This week we had 18 letters, and 14 of them addressed the attacks. I was struck that all of them spoke with compassion. None suggested we should go and turn the place into a parking lot.
Hmm. J.D., I understand there's exactly one Muslim gentleman in Fort Payne, Alabama, and that you have talked to him.
Yeah, there is one in our city, and he happens to be our city planner. The funny thing about that was before the attack, you know, obviously he looks different than everybody else does, but people didn't think any differently of him. And we talked with him and let him, through us, kind of explain the Islamic faith to people in our area. You know, we're a strong Southern Baptist town. And, you know, he explained that Islam is a faith of peace, but he did deal with some things the first day. Right after the attack, he walked into a local bank, and everyone just kind of stopped and stared at him, which, you know, for him had to be extremely difficult. But seeing his face in our paper and knowing him as a city official, I think that helped them understand that this is not Islam, but this is a fringe group out to just to create havoc all over the world.
Right. What about the coming weeks? I imagine in Whitefish, Montana, there'd be a concern about tourism.
It's obviously going to be an impact for us. I spoke with some people in downtown yesterday that said that a rafting business located near Glacier National Park, which is just a few miles, 20 minutes from Whitefish, has already had cancellations. People that were going to come in September, which is kind of a shoulder season for us between summer and the ski season. We have a very nice ski resort here in Whitefish. So right now we're seeing a slump during a time when they don't need one. Then the questions are, once December or January comes around, when tens of thousands of people come here to ski every year, will they arrive?
Mm. I just want to ask you, has anybody asked any of you, as readers, about evidence in this? Give us more evidence of the connection to Osama bin Laden or the Taliban.
Nobody has. This is Ross Connolly from Hardwick, Vermont. Nobody has asked that, but we've overheard conversations, and I just have a sense that people are not having a rally around the flag patriotic fervor that we saw before the Gulf War. It's just a very different mood. And whether that comes because people aren't convinced that Osama bin Laden was behind this, or it comes from just the horrific violence they witnessed last week and fearful of that being repeated, whether it comes because they don't see a rationale to a military response to that, I don't know. But I sense a great deal of questioning among people here.
Okay. Well, Ross Connolly, thank you very much. Thank you, J.D. Davidson, and thank you, Tom Lawrence.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ross Connolly publishes the Hardwick Gazette in Hardwick, Vermont. J.D. Davidson is the managing editor of the Times Journal in Fort Payne, Alabama. And Tom Lawrence edits The Whitefish Pilot in Whitefish, Montana.